Hello, this is Erin Johnson.
And I'm Cara Marinucci. Together, we offer workshops and training on music, meditation, expressive arts, and mind-body approaches.
Today, we have a meditation with music that is focused on letting go. In meditation, this is often described as releasing our expectations, and in doing so, decrease the suffering of ourselves and others.
And in doing that, we open the door for grace, wisdom, and the quiet stillness of being. For example, we say when we're meditating that we are letting go of thoughts. And this is a balance of awareness of the thoughts and simply letting them be.
And this balancing act is why we practice. This letting go begins with the recognition that there's an experience that feels uncomfortable, so that rather than denying or getting rid of it or pushing it away, we invite ourselves to patiently allow ourselves to accept the feelings as they naturally arise.
And then, with those feelings arising, with gentleness, we can investigate them for a deeper understanding and develop the capacity to take that step back from it all, the letting go.
Yes, and with practice, we can let go and begin to trust that whatever happens, we can let go and are okay. As Jack Kornfield says, to let go is simply to release any images and emotions, grudges and fears, clingings and disappointments that bind our spirit. Like emptying a cup, letting go leaves us free to receive, refreshed, sensitive, and awake. And we'd now like to invite you to experience a meditation on letting go from Jack Kornfield.
To practice letting go, let yourself sit comfortably and quietly. Bring a kind attention to your body and breath. Relax into the ground of this present moment. Now, bring into awareness any story, situation, feelings, and reactions that it's time to let go of. Name them gently. Betrayal, sadness, anxiety. And allow them the space to be. To float without resistance, held in the heart of compassion, continue to breathe, feel the unhappiness that comes from holding on, ask yourself, do I have to continue to replay the story? Do I have to hold on to these losses, these feelings? Is it time to let this go? The heart will know. Ask yourself if it is indeed wise to release this holding. Feel the benefit, the ease that will come from this letting go. Now begin to say to yourself, let go. Let go. Let go. Gently, over and over. soften the body and heart, and let any feelings that arise drain out of you like water draining out of a tub. Let the images go, the beliefs, the self-righteousness, the unworthiness. Let it all go. Feel the space that comes as you let go, how the heart releases and the body opens. Now, direct the mind to envision the future, where this circumstance has been released. Sense the freedom, the innocence, the ease that this letting go can bring. Say to yourself, let go, several more times. Sit quietly and notice if the feelings return. Each time they return, breathe softly as if to bow to them and say kindly, I let you go. Images and feelings may come back many times, yet as you continue to practice, they will fade, and gradually the mind will come to trust the space of letting go.
And as you return very gently, coming back to an awareness of your surroundings, gently opening your eyes, continuing to breathe into the space of letting go. Notice your sense of being present in your body in this moment. As we let go, we open into a space of compassion for ourselves.
And in that place of kindness and acceptance, we can awaken to how all of us experience pain and suffering. And paradoxically, that awakening helps us see beyond our personal stories, and we open our hearts to feel connected to all things.
I find that this is one of the most powerful practices that we have available to us, this practice of letting go, compassion, forgiveness for ourselves and others.
Letting go is something that seems so simple, but yet it does take that practice.
It does.
It often makes me think of the Serenity Prayer, the first line, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. That's really what we're talking about.
Yeah. So in doing this form of meditation, really helps us to gradually, gently work with that process that can be slow and difficult.
Right. It's about opening up rather than shutting down.
Yes, exactly.
About accepting rather than clenching or grasping.
Absolutely. And as we close, we'd like to remind you that letting go is more about being present to what is than doing something to fix what feels uncomfortable. And as the Beatles remind us, just to let it be.
So please join us again for our next podcast. And until next time, be well.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.